It's a warm, welcoming atmosphere in there. We're known for being very friendly. Service is extremely important to us. We treat people like old friends, and we hope they'll consider this another home to come back to frequently, and they do.
I've been on the road for a long time. For as far back as I can remember, I've been going wherever the fork in the road leads me on my journey to explore the fascinating and ever-changing world of agriculture. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my job, but we could all use a little rest sometimes, right? In Lakemont, Georgia, there's a little place with a lot of history where I can just get away from it all.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed to Lakemont, Georgia, right between Tallulah Falls and the city of Clayton. We're up in the extreme northeast corner of the state where Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina all meet. And Lakemont, Georgia is where we will find the historic Lake Raven Hotel. Begin your walk down these stone steps alongside a picturesque koi pond. Take a glimpse at the stone chimney that climbs along the wood siding. And once you step foot inside, you instantly understand why this place is so special. Be it the tree that grows straight through the floor and the ceiling, the beautiful woodwork along the mirrors and lamps, or the friendly Lakemont locals who greet you for your stay. All of the above personify the Lake Raven Hotel. It sits in the unincorporated community of Lakemont in Raven County, a place designated by the state legislature as the farm-to-table capital of Georgia. This place was actually instrumental for popularizing that whole culinary movement. It was an early vision of owner Gwen North, who bought the property almost 20 years ago.
We had several chefs that were really farm-to-table. It wasn't fashionable back then, and my chef really went out and cultivated relationships with the farmers, and he was a zealot for it. And so the farm-to-table movement started with us, and then more people got involved with it until finally it became declared by the state legislature as the farm-to-table capital of Georgia. And so we take a little ownership of that because we feel that we were, if not original, we were very instrumental in making it a popular mode of cooking.
The Lake Raven Hotel is just one of the area's properties managed by Gwen.
You have the hotel property here, but there are other places that are that people can, they can stay, they can wander, they can explore.
Yeah, we've got Fish Camp, and the reason I created Fish Camp was I'm a dog lover. And I bring my dog, but other people couldn't bring their dogs into the historic hotel. So there are five fish camp cottages, two-bedroom cottages, back in the woods by a little pond. Perfect for families, perfect for groups to get together, perfect for people that want to travel with their pets. That's Fish Camp. And that's about a mile from here. And then the other property just up from Fish Camp is Forest Lodge, and that's a wedding and event center. And that's also very rustic, natural materials from here, local contractor. And it's got a huge deck, and it's very private and quiet. So if people want to have a wedding in nature in the mountains, it's a good spot.
Just take a stroll around this eclectic property, and you'll realize how passionate Gwen is about the local community.
You really support the local artists.
I do. I do. And we've got quite a few talented ones. This is a local folk artist by the name of Kip Ramey, very well known throughout the South. And this is a painting of the Lake Raven Hotel.
I love it with the big chimney.
Yep.
And everything. Yeah.
Yep.
More on the hotel's stunning interior in just a bit. For now, to get the full story of this place, we need to go back over a century.
It was built in 1922. It was originally built as a lodge by a man named Augustus André, and he was and is considered the founder of the Lake Raven Hotel. So he took it over and converted it from a lodge into a hotel.
Augustus Andre founded the entire community of Lakemont, where this hotel sits.
Andre had bought a lot of land, massive amounts of land, acres and acres and acres. After he bought the land, Georgia Power came calling, and they wanted to buy the land because they wanted to put in hydroelectric dams for northern Georgia and Atlanta. The wealthy people in Atlanta found there was going to be a lake. There was a lake later on, and they bought lakefront property from him. So we call him the founder of Lakemont.
Augustus Andre struck a clever deal with Georgia Power for the lake, and that's when the Lake Raven Hotel was born.
Lakemont Village was on the land that he owned, sold, and Lake Raven itself was on the land that he did not sell. He said he wouldn't sell it. He would only trade it for the land around the lake. So consequently, he became the landholder of the land around the lake, which was a smart decision. And he sort of was the concierge of the lake, and he sold property and helped them develop it and found people to work on it and all that kind of stuff. So that's the beginnings of the hotel. Everything that was in the hotel was found on the grounds of the hotel. So the lumber, the stones, all of these things are native to this area. So there's lots of stone and there's lots of wonderful heart pine available back then. The place was built with local materials and it was built using local craftsmen. The owner had fallen in love with this area, and he was an interesting man. He had some art ability, and so you'll see inside some of his artwork and some of his early promotions when rooms were $2 a night. So
and you've held those prices up.
Yeah, right. Despite inflation.
This historic hotel building was beloved by the community. But by the time Gwen bought it in 2008, it had seen better days. Luckily, she's a preservationist by trade.
So when I had no intention of buying this place. I'm a preservationist and I'm from Delaware, but I was with a friend that was looking to buy a place, and I got bored after a while, and I said to the realtor, do you have any old places? Because that's what I love and that's what I've grown up with. And she said, as a matter of fact, there's this old hotel, everybody loves it, but I think it's going to go on the market. So I came back, I made a special trip back to take a look at it. And I walked in and it was cold and it smelled like a man's locker room. The guy that owned it was really a playboy. He wanted to go to Atlanta on the weekends. So he would just leave and people would come in, they wander around, find a room, stay, wander around, find somebody to pay, and then leave. And so the sheets reflected that.
Despite the work that needed to be done, Gwen couldn't help but fall in love with the building and the whole town of Lakemont. Though the hotel had fallen to disrepair, the care with which it had been crafted over 100 years ago was still apparent.
And then I walked through the door, and I saw this tree with the bark off of it holding up the second floor. And then I saw this very large stone fireplace that looked so unique to me. It didn't look like it was American made. And so I thought, wow, this place has a history, and they've had some very interesting and efficient craftspeople working on it. And then I looked over and I saw all the fretwork around the doors, and it was all made of cedar, again, bark off in designs, geometric designs. And so all the detail of the building of the Lake Raven Hotel fascinated me. I'd never seen anything like it. I'd restored Victorian and colonial homes, but nothing like this. So it just sort of captured me. The walls just captured me, the place captured me. I had a feeling about it. So I think my love affair with the Lake Raven Hotel started at that moment, and it was highly impractical. I had no intention of doing it. I lived in and had a business in Delaware, but it was a whim and I followed it.
Renovating this building was no easy task, but Gwen's preservation expertise was a huge help. To maintain its original charm, she was able to lovingly restore many items which were already on the property.
Some of these things were here originally. Some you found in the basement, brought back, and some things you had built.
Yes.
To match.
Yes. Most of it is original because I'm a preservationist, so I like to find what's here and what's true to this space. So most of what you've pointed out is all, that's all original. This old hotel was kind of slipping down the mountain. It was in terrible, terrible condition. And so it had been, things had changed over time. And so there was some fretwork, beautiful fretwork, that was stashed under, somebody's workman stuck it underneath the hotel in the dirt. And it was so protected under there, I guess it didn't rot, which is amazing. And I found it, and I brought it out and cleaned it up, and it's big. And got it put upstairs in the third floor, which are the newer rooms, and added a mirror, and so it's now back in its hotel, and it serves a purpose.
On the subject of preservation, this hotel is filled with stunning and unique rustic furniture dating back to the early 1900s.
It's funky. It's so creative. I mean, you're not going to find two pieces ever that are identical.
Right.
Much of these pieces were commissioned by the hotel's original owner, Augustus Andre.
And this feel, this rustic theme is kind of throughout the whole hotel, you know,
yes.
Even in the dining experience. There's little nooks where you can sit in. You go into the rooms, and I found some stone outside. I just sat in that little stone chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just built into the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The rustic furniture. Tell me about that.
Okay, so there's a fair amount of it in here. This is mountain laurel, rhododendron, and twig work. So this makes up what we call rustic furniture.
Yeah.
And it was built around 1918. The owner, August Andre, found local craftsmen, and he commissioned 30 pieces to be built. Today, they're extremely valuable. And this is one of the largest private collections of rustic furniture in the country.
One of Gwen's first actions as the hotel's new owner was to rescue some of its priceless pieces of furniture when they were put up for auction.
A previous owner had put it up for auction, and I had just bought this place.
Yeah.
And I went to somebody said, you want to go to the auction because they're going to have some of the Lake Raven Hotel furniture in it. And I said, where is it? And so I went, and it was mobbed. It was packed. It was a big hall, and they were taking phone bids from as far away as California. And they went through other stuff. They came to the rustic furniture, and that was the sort of piece, the main feature. And the bids were coming from all over the country for this. I didn't even know about this stuff. I didn't even know that it was valuable. I just knew that it had to come back to the hotel.
It needed to be at the Lake Raven.
Yeah, so I couldn't get all of it, but I got a good amount, and I'm so glad I did.
Gwen seeks to evoke the simple beauty of the outdoors for all her guests. Even the bathrooms here have a distinctly rustic feel.
And I like to also bring the outdoors in whenever possible, so you don't feel a big transition moving from the outside into the inside of the hotel. And in the bathrooms, that's a good opportunity to be playful. So I created some drawings of things that I wanted, and I wanted to use stumps for the base, carved out the stumps, and then live edge tops of a hard wood, and then the faucet, and then a bowl on top, and then the faucet.
Gwen's mission is to bring her guests back to nature.
You know, the world is so full of everybody's looking at screens instead of each other, and they're looking at screens instead of the natural world around them, and I think we're missing out a lot on the gifts that we have that were given to us free of charge. So my view is get people up here, get them back to nature. That's my whole goal with this thing, is to get people to connect and be back in nature.
There are no television sets in the Lake Raven Hotel's 13 rooms, a fact which occasionally gets some pushback. But with time, guests find it helps them achieve a deep inner peace and even strengthens their family bond.
I think people get saner. I know they get saner because I see them. They come in all frazzled, and they go up to the first they go up to their rooms, and they come running down. They say, there's no TV in our room. There's no phone in our room. I said, I know. And I said, that's deliberate. I want you to enjoy the environment here. And get out. Go out. Take a walk. Take a hike. And so after 24 hours, they'd come back down, and they'd go, you know, this is the best place for communicating with each other. We've had the best conversation we've had in 20 years, and we just feel so refreshed and so connected with each other again. So that's, I mean, you don't have to do much for people. They just, if you let them get out in nature and be with each other, really be with each other and not on a screen, they'll do the rest of the work themselves.
Gwen has restored the mighty Lake Raven Hotel to its original beauty and added some new touches of her own. One of those touches is the food program. Like the wood which adorns this beautiful building, it's all locally sourced and crafted with the utmost care.
Early on, I had a chef, local chef, who was outstanding, and he loved farm to table. He loved the sustainability of supporting local farms so they stayed and vineyards. And so he was my first chef, and he really trained me on farm to table cooking. And so he would bring farmers up to the back door and they'd bring produce from straight from the farms. And that's how we got started. After he left, I had a succession of chefs that wanted to get things straight from the earth. I even had a James Beard chef that was here for a period of time, and he sort of put us on the map because he was from Charleston, and he was a James Beard chef, and he was very well known in the South. I think a combination of his fame and our food and the building itself brought people here. So we continue with the farm-to-table tradition. Our food is, I like to think of it as food that lets the real flavor of the natural food speak and not camouflage it with other flavors. I like flavors and I like creativity, and I think that's what I've always looked for with chefs, is chefs that can take raw ingredients and combine them in different ways that make them more delicious and flavorful and enjoyable to our public.
Leslie Pennington manages the Lake Raven Hotel restaurant. I got to sit down with her and get a little taste of what they have to offer. First off, their signature burger.
Tell me about this first. This beef
comes from Providence Farms.
Okay.
They are a wonderful, wonderful family, a wonderful business that we like to support. They're local. We've been using their products. They actually started off in North Carolina and just purchased 200 more acres down here in Georgia. So they're expanding on that, and we're going to get to expand on our beef. So we're really excited about that.
And this is a very different kind of beef people might not be used to.
Yes, that is correct. So this is actually an American Wagyu. So you have a Wagyu sire, which is the male, and then they breed the sire with Jersey cows.
For more on Providence Farms, you can hear my visit there on another Fork in the Road episode.
Tell me about this bacon.
So the bacon, we actually get our bacon from Benton's up in Tennessee.
Okay.
So I've been using their product for the past 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And we get it shipped down. So it is cured in a smokehouse for 48 hours. And they send it down to us. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat process. The whole town smells like it. Go right ahead.
Is there a process? Do I just go for it?
Dig in. Okay. You might want the knife.
All right. Well, kind of nice place here, so I'm going to use the napkin. Chef did it perfect.
Good.
Nice medium cook. Soft meat, caramelized onions, some bacon, everything. Mm-hmm. You also have a great dish here. Tell me about what we
I do. So this is actually our pecan and pumpkin seed encrusted trout.
Trout has many accolades.
It does.
Okay,
it does.
We're
pretty proud of it. So our trout, we actually got voted for Open Table. We received quite an honor, and it was one of the top 100 dishes in the state of Georgia. We also have gotten that from Explore Georgia as well, I believe. And at one point, this was the top 100 dishes for the whole country. So what we do is we take the local trout. We try to get local and as fresh as possible. So we do try to stay within a 90-mile radius. We have a hatchery that's down the road, and we basically bring them back, get them filleted, and then encrust them with toasted pumpkin seeds and pecans, Georgia pecans.
I love it.
Good,
I'm
glad.
I love the crunch on the outside.
I do as well, and I think the acidity cuts through because, you know, sometimes pecans are a little fatty, especially when you roast them, you bring out those oils.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely think that with that it cuts through, and you also have the risotto as well, you know, that's creamy and it gives you a different texture as well.
That was fun.
Y'all hungry?
I want to taste. I can't eat this whole thing.
Now that my belly is full of specially bred beef, smoked bacon, and an award-winning trout dish, it's time to wet my whistle. I took a trip to the bar to visit bartender David Walker.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you, sir?
Good.
Welcome to the hotel.
Oh yeah, this has been incredible.
Just like the rest of the hotel, the ingredients here are sourced locally with pride.
When someone walks in the door, inevitably they walk by and they're craning looking for my bourbon selection. And there's really only one, Moonrise Bourbon. It's all over my bar. It's because they make great whiskey, and because it's local. They make fine whiskey, vodka, gin, brandy, and even some pre-bottled cocktails. They're doing a massive expansion on their facility there, and it's really a stunning place. It's an amazing tasting room, and we're really proud to be able to do business with a good local product.
Moonrise Bourbon is the subject of yet another Fork in the Road episode.
Well, they make, like I said, a lot of stuff. So they've got their entry-level bourbon, which I will use in like an old-fashioned or anything with sugar.
Okay.
The Distiller Select is what I recommend for like a neat, maybe on one rock. And then for the overproof junkies, I've got the Distiller Select Single Barrel Cask Strength, and it's 120 proof. But again, like I said, they make a gin, and they make a fantastic brandy. And as you can see,
when I visited, David was showcasing a well-crafted selection of seasonal specialty cocktails.
For this season, I've designed 10 specialty cocktails, and we have some classics as well, in the digestifs and aperitifs, things like Sazerac and Autumn Leaves. A ginger tonic, but we try to develop crafted drinks that involve things from our garden, things we can find in the local community, inspiration we get from the lake, and so it's been a really fun season.
As for this particular visit, I had a taste for a classic.
I heard you were a fan of a great old fashioned.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
Let me prepare you a traditional old fashioned.
Beautiful, because I always mess it up if I ever try myself.
Moonrise actually makes their own bitters as well.
Oh.
And so we use their bitters and the old fashioned. And really pretty simple drink to make, some bitters. And then we want to express. See how the spray is coming over the drink, hitting the rim with an orange peel. And I'll go ahead and hit it with a little Starolino cherry. These are Italian cherries. Not Georgia cherries, unfortunately.
That's all right. That's okay. We're not known as much for our cherries around here.
And then we've got good Moonrise Bourbon.
There it is.
I always recommend a good 4 count.
Okay.
Two,
I can argue that.
2 solid ounces. And then just a little bit of simple sugar. It's just water, sugar dissolved. And then we'll finish it off with a big giant ice cube. And then one of the keys to the old fashioned is to stir it 15 times around the edge, and that just mixes the ice cube water in with the bourbon and allows everything to settle. And voila, one classic old fashioned.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Just the sultry caramel flavor of good bourbon, a little bit of sugar, and then that citrus spray really brings it alive.
Dare I say that's a perfect drink.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
that. That was awesome. Awesome.
That really was a perfect old-fashioned. After one sip, the pride that David takes in his profession was clear.
Bringing the bar to the level that it is now, it just gives me a great sense of pride and satisfaction knowing that we have amazing wine offerings and a list of craft cocktails and that we do the classics well.
Well, it's an honor to be your guest here.
Oh, thank you, David.
This wonderful drink.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And you're always welcome back.
I'll be back. Yeah, probably about 1 hour.
There you go.
All right. Gwen, this is a really special place. Thanks for having me here. Thanks for taking me around. The food, the experience as a whole, has just been fantastic.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to have you.
I had an incredible time visiting the Lake Raven Hotel in the charming little town of Lakemont. It just goes to show preserving history can be beneficial for everyone.
I bet it's special to work at a place like this with such history.
It really is. It really is. And it's amazing every day, you know, new guests come in and they just say, we just happened to find this place, you know.
Yeah.
We're still somehow just a little hidden gem. And, you know, it's a quirky, neat, old place with a lot of history and an amazing, tranquil spot. We are fortunate to have a very good clientele and amazing food and good ambiance.
I love it. I love the history of this place. The philosophy, you know, that we have here is that we do try to mesh with our environment as much as we can, yeah. You know, and, you know, it takes care of us and we try to take care of it. So it's a beautiful thing to be a part of. It really is.
It's a warm, welcoming atmosphere in there. We're known for being very friendly. Service is extremely important to us. We treat people like old friends and we hope they'll consider this another home to come back to frequently, and they do.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.